Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is David Trin. I'm your host, and this is the Swingin' Blues radio show. And I'm really happy to be here because guess who just walked through the door? It's Jeff Steger, our other host on the alternating Thursday night. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
All right.
I was just glad to come up tonight. I know you've really been busy the last few days, and I thought maybe I'd do your last hour or show, but you seem to be quite lively and doing a great job here. It's certainly a delight to be here at the new studios, and I see some of the guys from the station are just busy on installing some more microphones and all that kind of thing, and just glad to hear your stories about where this show is going out to tonight. Recognize some names and locations there, and this, well, this is going to be great. This is a great spot, huh?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you what you played tonight. Looks like it's you just played Moira's Modern Rhythmist there for a bit, and I'm seeing there Gene Krupa. Did you play Jersey Bounce? Oh, that's a good song. That's good fun. So you got to do some announcements here yet, I see, and next week it'll be show number 66, right? And we're going to try to do West Coast Swing that night, so all you folks that want to listen to a bit of West Coast Swing, they're preparing for a dance on the September 13th. And so, yeah, next week is episode 67. So I'm looking forward to having our representatives from our local West Coast Swing group in, and we'll talk lots about West Coast Swing. And we'll hope to give our audience a good variety of music. We like to play everything that everyone likes. And just tell us what you like, and we'll do that. And we just delight if you come on up sometime and sit in with us. And the stories of dance are much more understandable and personable and pleasant when it comes from the first person, such as yourself, our dear and good listeners. Thanks you so much. And so we'll. What are you going to do here next, Dave? You want to do some of these announcements up here?
Sure, we're kind of fighting here with one microphone. The studio's in transition right now as it's being set up and being prepared for day-to-day broadcasting, but we'd like to say thank you to Nat here for spending many hours on preparing the space so that we can broadcast live every Thursday night here at Sound FM.
Well, it sure is exciting to be here tonight just to see the new studio. This is great.
So we got a couple of birthdays, and I'd like to shout out to this past Monday, happy birthday to Elaine Foster, and on Tuesday to Alex Hewson, and this upcoming Sunday, Bazad Esfand. So members of the Waterloo Swing Dance community and contributors in multiple ways for dance classes, dances, etc. So really happy to have them part of our community. So big happy birthday goes out to each and every one of them.
And thanks so much, you listeners. We're just really encouraged so much by your participation in the show. We see the plays. We can see while we're broadcasting now how many people are on the internet listening to the station, and we can also see how many downloads we've had. And we're just delighted that that you're listening to our broadcast, and I hope you're enjoying it every minute of it. We really like doing it, and we really like to have you as a guest.
So a couple things on the national front here. Out in Hamilton on Wednesday, October 10th, 2012, they're having a DJ dance there, and that starts at 9 o'clock, and that is at the London Tap House. And on October 31st, Halloween night, they're having a live band that evening, so you can check out all the information at their website, www.hammerhoppers.com. And this coming up weekend, actually, it starts this evening out in Montreal, Quebec, Montreal Dance Fest, a weekend full of West Coast swing dancing and Balboa workshops, Jack and Jill's, and social dancing all evening, all day. And I know that our West Coast dancer, Alex Jabowski, is out there right now enjoying the festivities. So if you're looking to do something or you're in the Montreal area, definitely check them out if you want to do some social dancing in the evening. www.montrealdancefest.com. This Saturday evening in Toronto at the Dover Courthouse, Swing Toronto hosts Saturday Night Swing Dance Party, and that starts at 7 o'clock with an introductory lesson, and then about 9:15, a live band comes on. www.odd-soc.org is their website if you're looking for detailed information on schedule, etc. And we'd really like to say thank you to Simon for hosting that each and every Saturday night in Toronto. This coming October 26, 2012, the Victoria Lindy Exchange is happening, and it's a full weekend of dancing on the West Coast there on that little island. And actually, I had a chance to actually speak to Ashwin this past weekend, who used to live in Waterloo. He was here in co-op. He was actually on the show once with me, and now he's back there, and he's an active member in the community, helping making things happen. So they're having a Lindy Exchange on the October 26th weekend, and if you're out, you find yourself out in the BC area there in Victoria, definitely check them out, www.victorialindyexchange.com. And in November, back to Montreal, Montreal Rhythm Break, hosted by Cat's Corner. And this will be Montreal's first collegiate shag weekend. And it should be really, really, really awesome. So I actually did a shag workshop there in Ottawa with Swing Dynamite last year there. And it was really, really good. So for those who are looking to venture into new styles of dancing in the swing genre, that's another one there, collegiate shag. One that you can get a really good workout doing. So that's what's happening on the national front right here in and around the country. What do we got next here? Let's take a look here. Do you have anything to say, Jeff?
No, I like all these things. There's so much activity going on. I'm thinking about Pit Stop myself, but that's a lot of fun. We had a good crowd out on Wednesday at the O'Brien's for the dance, and they had in Jonathan Knight, who's a bit more soul-based singer, but it was a great night out. And, you know, I just see we forgot to give a – we could have done a birthday jam for Elaine that night because she hadn't been floating around the O'Brien, so that was a good time. And other than that, just looking forward to the rest of the show. Might hang around for a while. I might let you finish it off here. I'm glad to see your eyes are open and you've got some rest. It's good you had a little snooze at, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, and I think I'll maybe just head on back to the sometime a little while longer on here because I've been busy as well with harvest things on my little piece of paradise in southern Ontario. So, you've probably talked about the Thanksgiving dinner, and that's coming up on Monday, the holiday. And so we're just looking forward to people feeling right at home and coming out to all these activities. It's a lot of fun. And I just delighted. I'm just thinking, it's so fun to be sitting here with Dave. We just did a show last week at the studio, and that was kind of a hoot. And here we are tonight sharing a microphone, sharing some of the duties here, and it's just quite delightful. It was such my treat last week to talk to Dave as an interviewee and talked about his efforts over the last few years to get the swing dance scene going, and you know, in hindsight, I was thinking there was so much before Harangue came along, when you really took the bull by the horns, I guess you'd say, and really put a lot of effort into developing the scene. Wouldn't you say, Dave? It seemed to me there was a good 7 or 8 years in there, and so once you got the Harangue bug, then you came back, and you had your nice, oh, that was a great travel you did through this Southeast Asia, and you came back, and just took the scene by the horns and really really developed a lot of stuff here. I think that would remind my listeners that there's more to your history of in the scene than that. So thanks again for doing that, Dave. And it was good fun to have you as a guest. And it's just fun to sit here for you for a while. And I think our listeners are really enjoying your show and your selection of music.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to keep the show rolling here. Stay tuned, 100.3 Sound FM. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. My name is David Trin. I'm your host. And with me, my co-hosts for the evening, for the next few minutes, Jeff Steger, who's here in the new studio, Uptown Waterloo on the main drag. So this next song goes out to Julien Desrochers. She actually got me this song. And it's a song from the Katzenjammer from Norway. And it's called Cherry Pie.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Four cups of cherries or more, maybe five just to be sure. One cup of sugar or more if the berries are sour. Let your belly say when you put in a good pinch of the mint, move and twist in your leg. When you add the yolk of an egg, crumble some butter with four small cups of flour. And in the wink of an hour, if you're lucky, you'll try my great granny's cherry pie. Well, it's once back in 1865. My great granny served her very first cherry pie, and it's been doing one.
chasing a loving crown. But she once said to me one day, you gotta thank me for this recipe. You gotta follow it to the T. It takes more than just a twinkle in your eye. So when you find your guy, invite him in for some pie. La da 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 I
shed in vain. Oh, but now then I sit and I wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. And it rained when I met you. Friday night.
to fight. When money is gone, I get evil as can be. Start showing off to every woman I see. Heaven send me an angel to rescue me. This job drives me crazy. A drunk from another part of town. Man, you don't know, bad news is at your door. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Heaven send me an angel to rescue me. Some folks drive me crazy. Lord, send me an angel to rescue me. Some folks drive me crazy. Lord, I'm full of misery. Full of misery. To you. No, you over there. One that called me a drunk. I ain't drunk. I've just been drinking. Thank you.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
And welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is David Trin. I'm your host. And with me, Jeff Steger, who's in the house visiting and co-hosting with me. He's keeping me busy. He's admiring the new location here at Sound FM. The station has moved now to Uptown Waterloo on King Street, right across from the Tim Hortons and next to Ethel's.
Lots of food and fuel for us and our guests. I think this is the greatest location, eh, Dave? Boy, you can have a coffee, have a sub, and you can go over to Ethel's and tell each other stories.
Have an evening beverage before we go home. Lots of things happening on the international front here, like I would like to share with everybody. The Osaka Lindy Exchange is this weekend, October 5th to the 7th, 2012, and that's in Osaka, Japan. Have you ever been to Japan yet, Jeff?
No, I haven't, and everybody else is doing something. You know, all work and no play makes Jeff a dull boy, and you guys are all doing great stuff. You know, you had that trip over there where you were in all through Southeast Asia, and that was great. But I've been to Munich and California a couple times, and Pit Stop, and that's next on your list. But maybe we should both try to do this at First Italian Balboa Fest, February 15th to 17th. That'd be a real hoot, eh?
Yeah, that's right. So lots of things happening. Munich Balboa and Shag Weekend is October 26th to 28th, 2012. And that's including instructors such as Nicolas Prost and Sandrine Gracier, who used to be Waterlouvians and now are living back in France. And Marcus Koch and Barbel Kofer from Germany. www.worldofswing.de. And down to Avalon, California. Catalina Swing Dance Festival 2012. That's in November 9th to 11th. And you can find more information at www.catalinaswingdancefestival.com. And this November 16th weekend, Pit Stop Lindy Exchange, and it looks like we've probably got a car going down now. As of today, I got an email saying we're going. So car rides and carpooling will probably commence very, very shortly, and we'll head down to that event. A couple weeks ago, we had one of the organizers here on the show over the telephone, and then she was telling us about the Pit Stop Lindy Exchange. So if you're interested in going, definitely message one of us, and we'll get you in the carpool. You must have a valid Canadian or a valid passport to get across the border, or we are just leaving you there until we come back Sunday night. Hasn't happened yet, but...
There's probably some good stories out there our fellow swing dancers could talk about going on exchanges and getting stuck in toll booths and customs and airline cancellations, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it'd be kind of fun. We should get our good friends John Layden and Siktesh and Dean Villafonte to talk about NOLA. They went down to New Orleans.
That's right. They just came back from New Orleans for the Ultimate Lindy Hop Showdown this past weekend. So we haven't got any status updates from them, but I know most of them are back in the country right now from that event. Over in Taipei, Taiwan, the Taipei Lindy Exchange, November 23rd to 25th, 2012. Our friends over there, Maria, I remember being over there. And
I was going to say, that's one of the places you were at. Was it on your trip there? It was about 4 years ago, right, I think? 4 or 5 years ago? Yep, you were there?
Yeah, that's right. I spent a couple weeks there in Taipei, Taiwan, dancing and teaching classes there in their local swing scene. Taipei Lindy Exchange 2012-wordpress.com is the website, or you can just Google it, Taipei Lindy Exchange. Next year, February 15th to 17th, the First Italian Balboa Festival, and one of the most beautiful locations in the world, overlooking the wonderful Gulf of Portofino. And there's a weekend full of competition shows and performances, and many instructors, including our very own Dominique Blouin from Quebec City. She'll be there teaching Balboa. www.allbalboafestival.com is where you can find the information on that event, all the way to Italy. Pretty awesome. pretty awesome. So that's all I got right now on the international stuff here in on the list here. So what we're going to do is we'll keep the music rolling here, and I hope you're having a wonderful night. It's been quite cool to be in this new place here at the studio, Uptown Waterloo, Sound FM, CKMS 100.3. So here we go. We're going to play some more tunes.
Yeehaw!
Waterloo, this is Paul Cosentino from the Boilermaker Jazz Band.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. We're wrapping up the show right about now, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for tuning in to on the FM dial 100.3, and also or on the internet, www.soundfm.ca, or on the Rogers Box 946. Pretty awesome. This has been episode number 66, and tonight is Thursday, October the 4th, 2012. I've been your host, David Trin, and next to me here, Jeff Steger, who's in the studio.
Steger? Jeff Steger?
Steger.
I you know, I should apologize to you. I think I called you David Hinn the other night. I had a severe case of the mumble mouth. I mean, it does happen, you know, but anyway.
So I'm just going to make sure I get it right. Steger.
Yeah. No, A, long A, Steger.
Steger. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Man, how long have I been calling you Jeff Steger, or Steger? It's been 9 years, 10 years.
I knew it was with, you know, the proper meaning, but just like me, you get stuck with the pronunciation, you can't shake it. It's just terrible. What, you got IGF in there? No, I didn't see that. Okay, that's cool. No, but it's been a long time, Dave. We have a lot of fun together, and just so much fun to be working with you on this radio show. And we're just going to keep on bringing you lots of good swing, jazz, and blues here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
All right, settle down now. We're going to end the show. Thanks very much for listening in. Jeff Steger will be there on the show next week. Help me out here. Help me out here. Steger.
Steger.
Steger. Steger. It's a long A.
Steger is when we've been to too many exchanges, buddy, and it gets like there's a beer, and then we're in trouble.
All right. So I'll see you in my dreams by Jesse Carolina and the Hot Mess right here, CKMS 100.3. Have a wonderful night, Waterloo, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Mama, 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 where did you stay last night? Oh, mama, 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 where did you stay last night? 'Cause when last I saw you, your head didn't look just right. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to fill my chimney high, yo. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to fill my chimney high, yo. To keep my neighbor's tomcat from putting out my fire, yo.
Mm-hmm. brothers. This is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy. When the saints go marching in.